is MMA Torch editor Jamie Pennick, and this is the daily audio update for Sunday, October 5th, 2008. Got a lot of stuff coming out of last night's Elite XC Heat event on CBS's Saturday Night Fights, and a couple of news tidbits, as well as a quick breakdown of last night's card. I'll have a longer, more in-depth roundtable discussion with at least Jason Bent, if not a couple other members of the Torch staff, in the coming couple of days. But here's a quick rundown of the show for you from CBS last night. Our first fight of the night, well, before we get to the first fight of the night, we find out just hours before the event that Ken Shamrock was forced to pull out of the show with a cut injury suffered earlier in the day. And the show opened with them discussing it and Ken being interviewed backstage and saying, you know, he's fought through ACL injuries and he's fought through other stuff, and a cut's going to keep him out of the main event of this fight. He was very dejected here, and, you know, the commission has the rules in place and guidelines and recommendations for all of this stuff in place for a reason. It's for fighter safety. He required stitches, and just like any other cut situation, it's a case where if he would have had it cut open early in the fight could have ended that way, which wouldn't have been good either. But he's highly dejected, and then we get a bit of an out here from Elite XC for Ken Shamrock to kind of set up another fight just in case Kimbo didn't pull out a victory in his impromptu match later in the night. They have Frank Shamrock basically call out Ken, saying he was training too hard, too close to the date of the fight, letting down his family name and the family legacy. So they kind of have a bit of a setup for that fight to set up next instead of Ken Kimbo. And, of course, Ken finishes his words with saying Kimbo deserves a beating, says he hopes that their fight will get put together as soon as his cut is healed. And then that brings us to the first fight of the night. We got Marilla Ninja Hua taking on Benji Raddich. The opening round was so sloppy. It was really, really sloppy. They kept it exciting through this round and a half that the fight went on, but it's just, it was really, really messy action. They were kind of flopping all over the place, and it really made it seem like they weren't top-tier national television fighters, and added to the perception of Elite XC as just this third-rate, fourth-rate promotion. And in that respect, it wasn't a good opener, but Raddich picks up a big, big victory after Hua slips with a flying knee. Raddich just pounds on him. Some really hard shots right to the head with nothing to protect Hua, and he was lying on his back for some time following the ref stepping in. So that's a KO victory for Benji Raddich at 231 of the second round. Next up, we got Gina Carano against Kelly Cobald. And this is just three rounds of Cobald trying to do to stick to her game plan and being unsuccessful, and Gina Carano looking extremely crisp in her striking. And, I mean, she's considered the face of women's MMA. She's considered the pretty girl of MMA. But the woman can fight, plain and simple. I mean, she's just proving it time and time again, regardless of all the outside stuff and her American Gladiator stuff, any outside notoriety that she gets. She gets into that cage, and she's all business. And she picked her spots on Cobalt throughout the night, and she did not look at all the worse for wear at the end of this fight, and she did some damage to the face of Kelly Kobold on her way to picking up a unanimous decision victory. So another good showing for Gina Carano, and with Christiane Cyborg's victory on the undercard, on the unaired undercard, it sets up that big fight for women's MMA, at least, and for Elite XC for their fourth and what very well could be final CBS show, with the events that transpired later on the evening. Andre Arlovsky taking on Roy Nelson next. I had Nelson winning the first round. He had a smart game plan. Worked well on the ground on Arlovsky. But Nelson just, he has the appearance, despite his accolades and his definite ground skill, he looks the part of a bar brawler. He looks the part of a Tank Abbott type guy, the big gut and the whole thing. And again, it just adds to the perception of them being not up to par with the UFC or other MMA organizations. Arlovsky recovered really well in the second round, and landed just a ton of shots, and finally set it up with a nice leg kick and a really hard right that knocked out Nelson. Looked like Nelson almost wanted to try to get up for a second, and he was upset following the ref stoppage, but Arlovsky had knocked him down, and if the ref wouldn't have stepped in, Arlovsky would have landed a few more punches to finish that off. The fourth fight of the night, Jake Shields and Paul Daly for the Elite XC welterweight title. This is Shields' first defense after winning the belt at the last CBS show. And Paul Daly came in wanting to stay standing up. Shields wanted to keep this thing taken down on the ground. And, you know, Daly showed very early in the first round why Shields didn't want to be messing with him in the stand-up. And he looked really good and crisp, and his shots were a lot harder. But once Jake Shields got it to the ground, Daly had no answer. None at all. Jake Shields was just passing beautifully into side control, into the mount, landing some shots, doing a bunch of work, tried to set up the armbar in the first round, and Daly slipped out of it and landed some shots before the round ended, and Shields just stuck to the same thing in the second round, got it down to the ground, got back into that mount, locked in the armbar. Daly tried to fight it for a minute. Not that long, but he tried to fight it for a bit, but it was on way too tight, and Jake Shields picked up the victory. Here once again, Elite XC went over their allotted time set for the card. DVRs were set up to record this show from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central Time, and the Kimbo Slice Seth Petruzzelli fight, nothing even started until 10 o'clock. So if people were over watching Spike TV and watching the UFC show and were recording this on DVR, they did not see this main event. And it's becoming very apparent that time management is not an Elite XC strong suit. Then again, it's becoming apparent that not too many things are a strong suit for them, because we get the absolute, one of the most shocking things in MMA in the last couple of years here. Kimbo Slice coming in on short notice, taking on Seth Petruzzelli as Ken Shamrock dropped out earlier in the day. Seth Petruzzelli, of course, supposed to fight on the undercard on this show. And he's a former Ultimate Fighter member, former veteran of the UFC, but a no-name. in the sport right now. An absolute no-name. That all changed last night. And you can talk all you want about neither of them being prepared for it. Kimbo losing because he's not prepared for it. But the fact of the matter is, it was a 14-second knockout. It's not as much to do with game plan and knowing your opponent as the simple fact that Kimbo, who is supposed to be the big badass street fighter, got his ass knocked out in 14 seconds. He pressed in right away on Seth Petruzzelli. Seth kind of backed away, threw out a leg to kind of hold him off, landed a right hand or whatever it was that knocked Kimbo down, and he jumped on him. He possibly could have been taken off of him, and they could have been separated for a couple of shots to the back of the head. The official stepped in there and looked like he might have was about to stop it, but he just gave him a warning, and Seth got off the back of the head. Kimbo turned it around, and Seth just continued to wail on punches on him, and Seth absolutely took the opportunity that was given to him and instantly became, instead of the unknown, he instantly became the guy who knocked out Kimbo Slice on national television. And it's, you know, if he does nothing else the rest of his MMA career, he's the guy that stopped the Kimbo myth, that showed it for what it was, because Kimbo Slice, all he had going for him was that he was a street brawler, that he was a street fighter. He was not an MMA fighter. He was a stand-up guy. That's all he had. He had his stand-up. He had his sparring. That's all Kimbo Slice had going for him, and he got knocked out in 14 seconds. You know, a lot of people thought perhaps 14 seconds could be a finish for that fight. They just thought it would be the other way around. It's very possible that Kimbo Slice wins that fight 7, 8, 9, 10 times out of 10. But on this night, Seth Petruzzelli stepped up, and he dropped him, and he pounced, and he took that victory. So that's big, big, big victory for Seth Petruzzelli, and it that could be one nail being driven straight into the coffin for Elite XC. Because the guy that they had hyped as their big spectacle was shown to the national television audience and those in the crowd for what he is. And that is not an MMA fighter, plain and simple. Kimbo Slice is not an MMA fighter, and he is not a main event talent if they decide that he still belongs with their organization. The live crowd last night, Elite XC, they drew 9,414 spectators to the Bank Atlantic Center in Sunrise, Florida, for a total live gate of 826,000. That was a number exceeding their expectations. So they did good with ticket sales. They had to actually open additional seating a few days prior to the show, but that also was only about half of the venue's available seats because of the configuration that they had. They used the horseshoe seating to have the stage area and put the cage out there. So the Bank Atlantic Center is usually capped around 19,000 for hockey games. They host the Florida Panthers. These numbers are coming from MMA Junkie here, but it also can be configured to accommodate about 22,000 spectators. So they had it for a lot less, but they sold out what they had it configured for. So that was a good thing for them. Final news coming out of the show last night. It was announced on the show last night and is making its rounds around the internet, but Nick Diaz and Eddie Alvarez will meet on November 8th for the KJ Noon's vacated Elite XC lightweight title. Of course, Eddie Alvarez is the fighter that KJ was trying to get instead of Nick Diaz, so instead of KJ getting that fight, Eddie Alvarez is still getting a title shot. It's just going to be against Nick Diaz, and that fight will take place on Showtime on November 8th. So that's all I've got for you today. Thanks for listening in once again. We'll be back with more on Elite XC in this week, and a longer roundtable review of last night's show. So be sure to stick with us this week and check out some more columns from Jason Bent and Frank Hyden's rundowns of The Ultimate Fighter each week. I'm getting caught up on The Ultimate Fighter after a couple of weeks of Comcast and my DVR not recording the show for me very correctly, so I'm trying to catch up by finding it online, and I will have a review of episodes 2 and 3 up sometime early this week, as well as an audio review of Wednesday's fourth episode of this season of The Ultimate Fighter. So thank you once again for listening to the daily audio update here on MMATorch.com. This is Jamie Pennick signing off.